today we are going to be talking about episode 5, Break Up With Your Boyfriend, I'm Bored. So this episode, we're going to be getting into how Wes adds more fuel to his feud with Jordan. The teams just can't seem to communicate, and it leads them to some fails during the team's challenge. And Bear and Kayla get into some trouble this episode, and we all know that this was probably coming, but we will get into that later. All right, so let's start this off with Wes adding more fuel to his feud with Jordan. Now, these two, I see where they're coming from. I get why they hate each other. Wes, honestly, I feel like is a really easy person to have as an enemy. He tends to be a know-it-all, even though a lot of times he has really good strategy, and obviously he's a vet, so he knows what he's talking about. So I can see why they're honestly both like bumping heads, because I feel like they're both very similar. They're both very cocky. They're very confident, and they believe in their abilities, which is all good because each of them are really, I mean, they're really great. I think they're great competitors. They're both very strong, and this is a great, I think they're great nemesis to have of each other, since we're not getting that Bananas and Wes rivalry this season. It's kind of been replaced by Jordan, and I mean, we need some sort of feud going on in this house, otherwise it might be a little boring other than this Bear and Kayla stuff that's going on. No one's really butting heads too much or too often, and so I really love, look at me, I'm like, I love that there's a rivalry. It just obviously makes for better TV. They get into a little bickering fight over here about turf. Are you kidding me? This honestly blew my mind about what started their fight for this episode. Clearly, they have just had it up to here with each other and are now just fighting about anything, I guess. Because this is stupid. Why did Wes say something about the turf, like, being messed up? I don't get it. This is just stupid. I mean, why did Jordan even say anything about the turf being messed up? And then obviously Wes overheard it and thought it was a dig to him. And like, maybe it was a dig to him. Knowing Jordan, it probably was. I don't know. I think that this is just so stupid. It is a dumb little fight, and clearly they have just probably had it up to here with each other, and I think we need to see them in purgatory. I want to see them in elimination. Let them take each other out. Let's see who is the better competitor. I want to see it. I don't know, honestly, who my money would be on. If you guys, I want to know what your thought is on Jordan and Wes, so message me. Comment on the post. Let me know if you're Team Wes or Team Jordan. And I guess we will have a little bit of a chat. Oh, and you know, maybe you could say, honestly, I think that they would, I want to see them at a final. You know, let me know. Like I said, we can talk about this. But I want to know if you think, like, who would win and beat each other. And then do you think that they'll both get to the final? I don't think so. I personally don't think that they'll both be able to go to the final just because they're already so much over each other that I can't believe that they would let this go on the whole season. I don't think that they would have patience for it. I think that these next couple episodes, we're going to see them probably go head to head, and then we'll have our answer, which makes me really excited. I don't know about you guys, but yeah, that's getting me a little bit excited. Okay, so back to their little argument. They're fighting over the turf in the gym. Jordan says this is the best gym they've ever had in the house for the challenge. And yeah, it is. It's a pretty legit gym. It kind of reminds me of maybe like the Dog Pound here in LA, or just maybe any CrossFit gym, really, I think. I've not been in too many CrossFit gyms, but I do live across from one. So I've seen inside of it quite a bit lately. Obviously, not so much in quarantine. And also watching when there was that montage. Sorry, I know I'm going a little bit off topic. But there was that montage about everybody working out. And then I live right across from a CrossFit gym. And I'm just like sitting here on my couch, like eating popcorn and having a little bit of rosé. And not really working out much this quarantine. So those are just the things that I'm doing. And clearly, I probably could never be on the challenge, but that's okay. That's why I'm a fan and I love watching. And I can live vicariously through these people doing those harsh workouts and putting themselves through these hard tests that I might not ever put myself through. So, thank you, The Challenge, and thank you to MTV for having a show like this. All right, back to the Jordan and Wes drama. Things start to heat up when Jordan takes out that, oh my God, that 3 foot long sausage. I don't even know where that came from. Why is there a 3 foot sausage sitting on the table? Like, where did that come from? What are you doing with it? Like, is he eating 3 feet of sausage? Like, who does? I don't know. All right, so anyway, he has this sausage that's 3 foot long, and he, like, holds it up, and, you know, he's like, talk to the sausage, don't talk to me, and he basically puts it in Wes's face, and I think Wes was very calm. I would not have wanted someone to put a 3 foot sausage in my face. So I probably would have went a little crazy, but you cannot fight on the challenge. They will kick you out. They don't like that. That's not very obviously like sportsmanship, and this is a competition show, so there has to be some rules. I know that Jordan was probably just trying to provoke Wes into doing something dumb, but Wes is not that dumb as we know, so I don't think anything Jordan could do would ever get Wes to react in a fight, and Jordan probably knows that as well. But you know, you can't hate the player for trying, so I don't know. I thought it was funny, but then when Wes did bring up Tori, I did think that was a low blow, and Wes was clearly running out of things to try and also provoke Jordan. And Tori is obviously Jordan's, I mean, that's his everything, so of course you're going to provoke him if you start talking crap about his fiance. Okay? Okay. Yes. And I didn't know this, but actually, Tori and Wes are pretty chill. They're like okay with each other. Wes really respects Tori and likes her as a human being. He just hates her fiance, which I guess you can't, there's nothing you can really do. You can't make anyone like each other, but I give Tori props for still being able to talk to Wes, and of course obviously they're not friends, but they can be friendly, and I think that that's very big of both of them, especially when the hate for Jordan and Wes runs clearly so strong through each other's veins. Yeah, so I don't know, those two I think honestly just need to get down in the elimination round and battle it out, and the best man will come out on top. Speaking of being on top, TJ rolls up in this car that's on his side. Like, he's like standing inside, he's sitting inside the car, and the car is straight up on its side. That's crazy. I mean, this show just makes me want to do things that I never thought that I wanted to do. And TJ, to host this show, I think it must be obviously, I don't think. It's got to be so cool for him and probably such a dream, because he always gets to go to these cool places. He gets to do these cool like stunts and stuff in the challenges to kind of, you know, show up and then be the host. Man, I think that's such a cool job. TJ's gotta love it. I mean, he was really into like skateboarding and like BMX and all that stuff. So yeah, I know he's adventurous and sportsy and loves to do the crazy stuff, clearly. I just thought that was so cool. Like, he must love his job. Getting into the challenge, they are split up into six teams of four, and they have to stand up in the car while it's like riding on its side, which clearly is not a problem. It just seems really fun. And then they have to name off the like math problems to someone else who's going to do the math problem, and then they'll send it to the decoder. That person is going to pick up the poles and then run it and try and set off the bomb. All right, so like we sort of touched on in the very beginning of the episode, there is a major, major, major communication problem. I mean, this is crazy how bad it was. I mean, I don't understand, but maybe things were just coming too fast. Maybe your nerves were coming at you, so you just weren't hearing the math problems or seeing them, I guess. But because in the challenge, you only get one shot, and that's very clear. And if you miss it or you mess up, that's it. That's it. And when Jay messed up in the beginning, I thought Wes was going to be more angry, but he didn't really seem to care. Like Nani said, I thought it was very interesting. He was very level-headed, and he just said, you know what? Let's not make him feel any worse than he already is, and we'll just move on from this. But I'll never forget. And that's a very, very sportsmanship way to go about it, especially for Jay. I mean, he's a rookie, so I feel like there's no point in getting mad at them. I totally agree with Wes. I don't think there's any point in getting upset with someone when it's already done and over with. And clearly Wes knows that Jay will probably go in again. So it's only a matter of time before he might go home and he doesn't have to deal with that, or Jay will get better. So I guess there's only positives to come from it for Wes. I don't know. That's a way you can look at it, maybe. I guess that's the way I'm looking at it. I don't know. Yeah, so Jay, Wes, and their team, they don't do well. They get disqualified because they can't even solve the math problem. Same thing with Bananas and his team. Only half the people actually set off the bomb. Swaggy C and his team kills it. I did not know that Swaggy C used to be a day trader. That is so interesting. And so he dealt with numbers all day. So he's going to kill the challenge because half the time people's biggest weakness is math and the puzzles and like doing numbers in your head and remembering things. That's already a super, super, super advantage to Swaggy C. Oh, and how could we not forget about Corey's little mishap in the challenge today? Oh, Corey. All he had to do was run and stick the poles in to detonate the bomb. And this guy is running around all around the box that you're supposed to be putting the poles in. It just did not click for him, you know? Like, it was a little bit of a short circuit there. I know Corey's from Michigan. Shout out to Michigan. I'm from Michigan. So I can't hate on Corey too much. I have to love him. He's a Michigander. But come on, Corey. I need you to do better. Represent Michigan. Let's go. You got this. Next time, just go with your gut feeling. It's probably the thing right in front of your face. So with that delay, they did slow their team down and lessened the chance that they were probably going to win. But hey, Corey's still here. He will be here next week, so he can always redeem himself. I gotta stick by my man's side. Although he does have a girlfriend and a new baby, so, you know, like, not really my man. Not trying to be in any beef. just supportive, I swear. Just supporting. So then Casey, Swaggy, Josh, and Jenny end up winning the challenge. So they form the tribunal. And what a team, I must say. You know, Casey, we haven't seen too much of her. And she's someone that is kind of skating by right now, and that's okay for now, but I would like to get to know her more and see her perform a little bit more and kind of see where her strengths lie. I do wonder about her sometimes, you know, like what her capabilities are in these challenges. I feel like I haven't really seen her been pushed too much or been excited or wowed by her. She's just kind of like in the middle. And for me, I feel like you need to try and be the best. Come on, let's go, Casey. I want to see some more fight in you, girlfriend. I know you got it. You seem scrappy. I see that in you. I want to see you take it to another level. I want to see you go in there and get that red skull. Let's go. All right. Okay. So, moving on to after the challenge, now they're going to do the nominees. And I gotta say, I was pretty shocked when everyone started voting for Jay, because I thought Wes was getting everyone to get Jordan in, but clearly that all backfired. Plus, I feel Jordan has a lot of friends because of Tori and Tori's relationships in the house. So a lot of the girls, I don't think, would vote for Jordan, which is gonna help Jordan in the long run. So good for Jordan, bad for Jay. And so Jay ends up going in 10 votes against him. No one even compares. It's kind of sad at this point. I feel for Jay. I really do. This would be his third elimination in a row. That's got to be tough. It's got to be a lot on you. But you're in the challenge, and I feel like in these times, you need to just really keep pushing and keep giving it your all, even though I know you're probably tired. And now you're dwindling down, so I honestly feel like all the guys are pretty strong that are still left. I know it's still early days and we're only on episode 5, but I'm already seeing a lot of weak people already gone. And I don't know, because when you get people down in there in elimination, people end up being beasts. And I don't know. So I feel for Jay, and I feel bad that he's going in again. I really don't think he deserves it. I think he's definitely proven that, you know, he at least can have one week off of maybe not going into elimination. But like Kayla said, this is the challenge, and it's ruthless, and it's backstabbing. And he hasn't really been having that great of a social game. Like I said last season, and maybe even the week before, I might have mentioned this, but Jay is not, this is a lot about being social, a lot about trying to get people on your side, a lot about what you can do for them and what they can do for you. And especially when he's already the scapegoat, he should have been trying to form relationships a long time ago to try and switch it on people so that he's not the scapegoat, and that maybe if he did have a little bit better of a social game and he could try, I don't want to say maybe manipulate people, but he could manipulate people if he wanted to try. I think that he needed to, we're not sure if anyone goes home yet. We're not sure. That's kind of how the episode ends. We'll get to that a little bit later. But since we're not sure if he leaves or not, if he's coming back next episode, I think he really needs to work on his social game and trying to get people on his side, or not even on his side, honestly, just against someone else is basically what you're trying to do in this game. Because ultimately, you're not going to get a lot of people on your side. That's just not going to happen. But if you can try and persuade people to vote your way in a way that would maybe benefit them, then people will do it. They're not just going to do it out of the kindness of their heart. This is the challenge. And he should know that from being on Survivor, that people don't just do things on a competition show to show good faith. It's a lot of like you give and you get, you know? I just think Jay really needs to step up his social game. I'm going to say this for the last time, Jay. Please step it up. I know you got it in you, buddy. Come on. All right? Come on. I don't want to see you go home. You've put up one hell of a fight, and I want to keep seeing you go farther in this competition. And I feel bad that D basically used him to get back at Rogan, and that basically threw a giant, giant target on his back. I don't think you should upset people that are maybe bigger than you and that could tear you apart in some way. Yeah, I don't think that's the smartest move. But then again, like I was saying, Jay's social game has not been the best. I think Dee is a nice girl, so she's going to be nice to Jay. But at the end of the day, it's the challenge and people are going to change their minds. And we all saw how much Rogan and Dee obviously liked each other in the beginning. And now, you know, they're not together. But there's always going to be probably a little special place in each other's hearts for one another. Clearly, Dee did this to get a reaction out of Rogan. It completely worked. I mean, I want to say us girls are diabolical, but we're a little diabolical. We know how to make boys upset, okay? First of all, it's not that hard. You boys are so easy to upset. It's ridiculous. Any little thing, honestly, really upsets you. But yeah, I mean, going and kissing someone else in the house in front of him was definitely gonna upset him. So she got what she wanted, and now Rogan just wants to tear Jay apart. Okay, moral of the story, I feel bad for Jay that obviously he's having to go in again, and probably against Rogan. Now we know it is going to be against Rogan, and dang, does Rogan just have, like, devil eyes. I swear this man is seeing red when they get to the elimination purgatory. Literally all he sees is red, I feel like. And I would not want to be going up against Rogan right now, especially in this crazy elimination round where, first of all, this elimination round is so physical anyway. You're basically, it's like a wrestling match. You are trying to get a ball into the trash can in the middle, basically. I know, trash can, whatever. We know what it is. And except this time, the ball is on fire, which is absolute insanity. I don't even know how you even do that. Like, do you hug a ball of fire? Like, that blows my mind. I feel like this is so dangerous. This would freak me out, I think, if I went down there and had to do this challenge. Sorry, I think my voice is going out a little bit too much. I don't know why, because I mean, I've just been in quarantine. I don't know. Oh, I have been on the phone a lot more. Maybe that's why. I just feel like I needed to announce it, since I feel like my voice is starting to go a little bit in and out and sound a little bit different. So yeah, back to this elimination round. It is absolutely insane. And I would not want to go against Rogan right now, especially in this full contact elimination round, because this is exactly what he wanted. And I would be terrified. I mean, look, Jay is very, I think he surprises a lot of people and he is very strong. But Rogan just looks like he's made of muscle, like pure muscle, and like there's like he has to have like maybe zero like body fat on him. Like, he is chiseled. All right, sorry, got a little like lost there thinking about him. Ooh. So Rogan, yeah, he looks like he's so built. And so Jay is, he's not scrawny, but he's also not built of muscle. He just looks very like average. Like, he's fit, you know, he's a fit dude. I don't know. I would be a little bit worried. And that tackle was absolutely insane. I mean, like Banana said, it probably had to be the tackle heard around the world because that stuff was bananas. I mean, I couldn't even believe how hard they hit him. Jay is down for the count. I mean, God, he's not even getting up. It looks so, so, so bad. Oh my God. I mean, his arm broken? His arm is like propped up in, well, no, I don't know. Now that I'm like holding my arm like that, I guess, I don't know. His was sticking up a little bit though. I don't think that that's normal now that I'm like actually properly pointing out my elbow to the side. I don't think that that's possible. I don't think that it looks natural, especially maybe when you're face down in the dirt like how he is. Excuse me while I'm just trying to like position myself how he is on the ground in my living room right now. But yeah, I don't know. Oh, Jesus. I don't know. That just looks like such a hard hit. He looks like he's got just a face full of sand, mouth full of sand, and he just looks dazed and confused, honestly. I mean, gosh, Rogan just took him down. And then even like at the end, he gives him that extra push. Like he literally pushes off of Jay's head just to like stand back up. Like, oh my God, remind me in the future to never get upset with Rogan about anything. Or, you know, like if you're ever, I don't know, let this be a lesson learned, fellas and ladies. Be careful around that. You don't want that happening to you, man. No. So the way they left it off was, we're not sure if Jay is getting back up. And honestly, that makes me so sad because I don't want to see Jay go home because he broke his arm and he's unable to play. I think those are the worst situations when you're not able to physically play because you've gotten injured and it's not really your fault per se. And it's not because you weren't good enough to win, you know? It's just circumstances. So that would really suck. I really hope that he has not broken anything and he is able to do a couple more rounds, even though I'm also terrified to see what those rounds would look like. And I honestly don't think Jay can pull out this win. I really don't think so. And like, it makes me sad because, as you know, I'm rooting for Jay. I root for the underdogs. I think that he would do well. You know, he would get a little far, but I don't know. In the challenge, you gotta be able to do things like this. You got to be able to get nitty gritty and just tear people apart like an animal. I don't know. Maybe that's just me and I'm thinking about this a little bit too much, but that's what I do, man. That's what I do with this show. I really hope that we get to see them next week and we get to see them perform a little bit more and actually finish this elimination round, because I would hate to see Jay go home, misstep like that. But a couple of things that I wanted to touch on. Kayla and Bear. Ooh, girl, 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 girl. No, don't go there. I don't get what is so appeasing about Bear to Kayla, other than him making himself look like a fool half the time for her. Honestly, it's the attention. Every girl loves attention. Every girl loves to be told they're beautiful and amazing and that a guy wants to spend all this time with you. We get it. We know. It's very flattering, but the fact that it's clearly an issue and Jenna had to pull her aside to be like, hey, you're not actually thinking about doing anything, are you? Because you're not really putting Bear in his place. You know, you're kind of entertaining everything that he does. And I don't know. Like, do you think that this is somewhat of a level of cheating? Obviously, we see that they do end up kissing, which crosses the line if you're in a relationship. But leading up to that, I want to know, send me a message on my Instagram at @KatieWalski_. I want to know, do you think that it was cheating, or like, I guess you can't really say cheating, but some people consider flirting cheating. So would you say that it's against, like, you're crossing the line because she was allowing all this to happen? She knows Bear is very interested in her. He is constantly around her, constantly, you know, giving her little tidbits there, affirmations here, all this stuff. Okay, he set up a fire extinguisher. I don't know. I wouldn't entertain this. No way. No, 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 no. No, thank you, especially if I had a boyfriend. I think she should have ended this a long time ago. She should have told him something. I don't know, anything. But clearly she likes it. Clearly she's into Bear. And they ended up sharing a kiss. And I think it's so interesting. Kayla thought that there was no cameras that could have caught their kiss in the bathroom. Girl, you're literally in a house for reality TV. You don't think they have a camera in every single little room, whether there's a cameraman in there or not? There's always going to be a camera. I mean, that absolutely blew my mind that she thought that. I think that was a little crazy, and you should have known that obviously this was going to go out. And clearly, she's not that upset by it. I honestly think she doesn't clearly care. I don't obviously know who she was with or who she's with then while she did that with Bear. We don't know what type of relationship she was in, if it was happy or if it wasn't. I don't know any of that, but I still am just a true, firm believer that you're obviously not that interested in someone if you, like, could look at someone else this easily and kiss someone so soon. And I don't know. I always just think it's better when you know that you don't like someone to just let that person know. I don't think it's that hard to communicate and to say, hey, look, I'm on the show. Being here has made me realize that we're just not meant to be. Plus, I kiss someone. You know, throw that little tidbit in there. Or you really don't have to, but I think you should, because that's your partner. I think you owe them the respect of knowing. And I personally would just want to know before anything would happen. I think that that's just the respectful way to go about something and to go about other people's feelings. I want to know though, guys, like, did you think that it was crossing the line up until the kiss? Like anything that they were doing, the flirting, the banter, how she would basically just let Bear say whatever he wanted and do whatever he wanted until he got what he wanted, basically. Maybe we'll see a little Kayla and Bear future challenge baby. I don't know. I want to see how this pans out now, because maybe they'll get together. I don't know. Food for thought. Food for thought. Going off of how Jenna did talk to Kayla, I want to talk a little bit about Jenna and her relationship with Zach. Now, Jenna and Zach have gone through so much throughout all of these challenges that I've really seen them grow into a healthier couple than what they used to be. I remember when they were on Real World together. That's so long ago. Oh my God, I feel so old. But they were on Real World, and then they both ended up, like, going on the challenge. Oh, God. And I just, like, Jenna, I feel like, has just always loved Zach. I think she liked him from the moment she saw him in that real house on the show. So I'm really happy for them. They're a little MTV couple, and I'm so happy that they're engaged. I think it's so great for them. I'm really happy for them. So I don't know. I just wanted to put that out there, talk about it. If no one else knows, go check out Jenna and Zach's Instagram. They're so cute. And I just love when we have little MTV and the challenge couples. I don't know. I love it. I love it when people get together and they find their soulmates on TV. I think it's very romantic. So romantic to fall in love with someone with a camera in your face. No, but I don't know. I think it's great that a show can bring people together. You know, I think that's awesome. And that's how I really want to end this episode, with love and positivity. All right, so that is the lowdown on episode 5, Break Up With Your Boyfriend on Board. Thank you for listening to the Believe in the Challenge podcast. Always, always like and subscribe. We are available on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes. Share with your friends, share with your moms, your aunts, your uncles, anyone right now, honestly. Get them in on this show. This is a great show, great quarantine binge. There's literally so many seasons to watch. We are on season 35. So if you ever just need something to watch, there are 34 other seasons that you can maybe try and get someone hooked on. And also, don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @KatieWolski_. Chat with me, talk with me, all things the challenge or whatever else you're feeling. I love to hear everything you guys are thinking. So yeah, thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you guys next week. Katie out.